Donald Trump just took 3 or 4 losses in a row, and now the RNC chair was caught on a leaked phone call saying, "We are facing almost certain defeat heading into the midterms. The Republican Party is facing a massively uphill battle, especially after some of these special elections and Trump's decreasing popularity." But before we even jump into this, I want to talk about the broader midterm strategy for Donald Trump, because it's not to lower prices or to win people over through actual policy. It is genuinely to rig the midterms by redistricting Republican states. In Texas, they're doing it. The courts upheld it, unfortunately. But in Indiana yesterday, we took a massive win. Indiana is my home state, and I am so incredibly proud. Indianapolis Councilor Nick Roberts reported, breaking news, by a decisive 31-19 vote, the Indiana Senate has rejected the gerrymandered Indiana congressional map. A true decisive vote. He said, "I've gained a lot of respect for a lot of these public servants. We have a lot of work to do, Indiana, but this is a great, great day." Remember, all of the Republican groups like the Heritage Foundation, Heritage Action, all of the PACs were lobbying so hard that they were threatening to withhold funds from Indiana, all so that they could redistrict the map in an illegal way. So essentially, the census happens every 10 years, 2020, 2010, 2000. Based on that census, we then redistrict at the top of the decade. Donald Trump specifically requested a mid-decade redistricting without a census whatsoever, just to benefit Republicans in a surgical manner, to precisely gerrymander Democrats out in Texas and then in Indiana. But in Indiana, Republicans held the line. The Republicans aren't MAGA enough for MAGA Trump. Heritage Action Online was meanwhile lobbying. They said, "President Trump has made it clear to Indiana leaders, if the Indiana Senate fails to pass the map, all federal funding will be stripped from the state." Just a direct fascist threat. Roads will not be paved. Guard bases will close. Major projects will stop. These are the stakes, and every no vote will be to blame. Hashtag pass the map. This got 6.7 million views. I'm telling you, this is going to be put in a lot of midterm ads. This is a legitimate Republican foundation saying that there will be federal funds withheld. When you check Donald Trump's Truth Social, I had to scroll all the way down. Like, this guy is legitimately always just whining and ranting. Without even reading too much, he said, "The Wall Street Journal has another ridiculous story today." He then said, "I inherited a mess from the Biden administration. Stock market hit an all-time high. When the fake polls won't show you that. Blue slips are making it impossible to get great Republican judges and U.S. Just always, always complaining. But this brings us down to this one. Okay, holy shit, what a long post. He says, "I love the state of Indiana and have won it, including primaries 6 times, all by massive majorities. Importantly, it now has a chance to make a difference in Washington, D.C. in regard to the number of House seats we have that are necessary to hold a majority against radical left Democrats." Dude, his framing off the bat is insane. It's not a difference in Washington, D.C. It's a difference on the ground in Indiana in these districts. The House representatives are not just pawns for you to play with and override all of the time. They're actually representing real constituents back in Indiana. When he says this has a chance to make a difference in D.C., the difference isn't supposed to be made in D.C. It's supposed to be made in Indiana. Every other state has done redistricting willingly, openly, and easily. There was never a question in their mind that contributing to a win in the midterms for the Republicans was a great thing to do for our party and for America itself. How is this dude just openly saying that they are rigging the midterms and the American people aren't at all concerned? I legitimately hope this backfires in the most explosive way possible come the midterms. I hope when the midterms come around, every single ad, hundreds of millions of dollars are spent showing that Republicans were holding state funds hostage, saying that roads will not be paved, putting your children in danger because Donald Trump can't win the midterms regularly, because over and over in special elections, Republicans are getting smacked up and down the ballot, so he's trying to force states to redistrict. Now, just remember, in the context of California, they did a Democratic redistricting. They put it up for a vote, and the people voted on it, and they did it directly proportional to Texas. Texas squeezed out 5 seats with surgical precision, basically carving out black people from being able to vote or have a say. And California said, "We're going to get 5 seats in return." So to continue, Donald Trump calls out Indiana Senate leaders. He says, "Unfortunately, Indiana Senate Leader Rod Bray enjoys being the only person in the United States of America who is against Republicans picking up extra seats. Not the only person. You lost the vote. He says, by doing so, he's putting the majority in the House of Representatives at risk, and at the same time, putting anybody in Indiana who votes at risk. The people of Indiana don't want the party of Sleepy Joe Biden, Kamala, Ilhan Omar, or the rest to succeed in Washington. Is there a thinly veiled threat that I just read above here? Reread this sentence. He said, by doing so, he's putting the majority in the House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., at risk, and at the same time, putting anybody in Indiana who votes against the redistricting, likewise, at risk. Why would people who vote against the redistricting be at risk? I mean, we do have reports that people are being threatened for voting against this. We'll get there in just 1 second. He says they found some Republican suckers. He then invokes Hakeem Jeffries, Crazy Nancy Pelosi, crying Chuck Schumer. Okay, there's nothing of use here. To continue, Pete Buttigieg says a majority of Indiana Senate Republicans stood together to reject Trump's mob boss politics. There is more power in standing up to a corrupt, unpopular administration rather than playing its game. Law firms, universities, foundations, and media companies should take notes. By the way, we're going to continue to cover all of this day in and day out, so make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed, and we have some good debates coming soon. Hutch says, pretty humiliating day for Trump. Folks, Trump's political capital reserves are depleted. He couldn't stop the Epstein bill from passing. 0 out of 3 indictment on Letitia James. Couldn't get a new map in Indiana. Huge swings to Dems all over the country, just direct backlash to his policy. His political career is on life support, and we're not even a year in. This is a remarkably pathetic, sad, sad presidency. And right as this happened, he then responded, Hutch, and he was like, hey, Kilmar Armando Obrego-Garcia just got released from ICE custody, ICE detention. So another loss for the Trump administration and a win for human rights. This says, pay attention to Indiana today where something remarkable is happening. And these are the threats that are coming the way of Republicans who vote against Trump's agenda. This is why Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned from Congress, which is crazy. This is why Mike Pence is out of public life. This says, in the hearing's closing moments, Senator Greg Walker, an Indiana Republican, described the harassment he received after declaring his early opposition to redistricting, including an unsolicited pizza delivery and separate incidents in which heavily armed police responded to a false emergency call to his home, otherwise known as swatting, when you like call a SWAT team at somebody's address. He said he was fortunate because unlike other Republicans subjected to such swatting attempts, he did not have small children who might have been traumatized by the scene. Quote, I refuse to be intimidated, Walker said, reaffirming his intent to vote no. I have a lot of respect for this Indiana Republican, Senator Greg Walker, from my great state of Indiana. There are some great things about it. But saying that the good part about it is he's fortunate because he doesn't have small, his children are grown enough so that they're not traumatized and it's not happening to other people who have small children. Pretty good way to spin it. Through tears, he described having held a friend's newborn the night before and worrying about the world the child would inherit. Quote, I fear for this institution, Walker said. I fear for the state of Indiana, and I fear for all states if we allow threats and intimidation to become the norm. Trump is losing political power rapidly. The lieutenant governor of Indiana has now deleted this post, which confirmed that the Trump admin threatened to withhold federal funding from Indiana if they didn't gerrymander. The lieutenant governor of Indiana, Micah Beckwith, says the Trump admin was very clear about this. They told many lawmakers, cabinet members, and the gov, and I, that this would happen. The Indiana Senate made it clear to the Trump admin today that they do not want to be partners with the White House. The White House made it clear to them they'd oblige, which is implying a threat. This is also what the map looks like. The rejected map on the left would have been a pure red slate with any blue dots on the right gerrymandered out. But instead, the existing 7-2 congressional map will remain in place. The existing map will remain in place. This brings me on to the RNC chair on the 2026 midterms, just admitting that they're going to lose. Take a listen.
But let me put in perspective, only 3 times in the last 100 years has the incumbent party been successful winning a midterm.
Wow.
4 times in the last 150. We're facing almost certain defeat.
Okay, they're facing almost certain defeat, but it's even worse than that. They're facing almost certain blowout if things continue how they are. If the economy doesn't do an immediate U-turn and inflation drops to like rates never seen before, than genuinely, and I mean actually drops, not just pausing the release, the report of inflation. I mean actually drops, which is not going to happen over the next year, then Republicans are going to get blown out in the midterms, just like they did on the November 4th special election about a month ago. Since then, we've had more and more results that are beneficial for Democrats, and we'll just see where it goes from here. We'll continue to cover it every day on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you drop a like and a blue heart. I love you all. We're going to do a lot of debate, a lot of cool stuff soon. December is going to be an amazing month, and 2026 is going to be an even more amazing year. I love you all. Peace out.